Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:49 and time for us to find out what films are coming into the theaters this weekend. Our movie guy, Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com is with us. What's this first film? It's a horror movie at Christmas time. Come on. What's this about?
Okay, this is Black Christmas, and it is a remake of the first slasher movie was back in 1974, Black Christmas, and it was, you know, the mass killer going after sorority girls at Christmas time. This is actually before Halloween, and then they remade it in 2006, I believe, and did kind of a straight remake. Nothing really to say about that one either. And now this one, instead of going with the traditional R rating that you have for these kind of movies, they're trying to get a PG-13. By cutting out all the blood and sexy stuff and attempting to make it a women's empowerment movie along with a slasher killer movie, and that is just one of those combinations that does not work. I can't see this movie really giving what either horror fans or Me Too movement fans what they want to see. I think this one's going to disappear without a trace very, very quickly.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. The one that I'm interested in is the Clint Eastwood movie about Richard Jewell and the Atlanta Olympic bombing. I was there in Atlanta the night that happened, covering the Olympics, and boy, it scared everybody. And I remember how they went after this guy and vilified him, and eventually he was completely cleared.
Yeah, and the movie tells that story and tells it very well, but at the same time, it's caused a lot of controversy, and deserved controversy, I think, because Olivia Wilde plays the character of Kathy Scruggs, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper who actually broke the story that the FBI had considered Jewell as a suspect.
Okay.
And that's what led to his being, you know, kind of named in public and the really terrible treatment that he received from everybody after that. But the thing is, the film really just paints her as a complete villain. She's the kind of stereotypical, ambitious newspaper reporter who trades sex to get Jewell's name. And there is absolutely nothing in her character to suggest that is true. But she fits the profile of that kind of thing. And so it's very convenient for the filmmakers to essentially do to her what they say everybody else did to Richard Jewell.
So it's all fake about her?
Pardon?
It's all fake about her? I mean, I don't know the inside story, but...
It is true that she was a young female reporter. She was a police reporter. She did kind of sometimes wear sexy clothes, but there is no indication that she ever had any kind of an inappropriate relationship with anybody in the FBI. And the guy she has the affair with, played by John Hamm, he is a composite character. Uh-huh. He's not playing a real person. She was a real person. Okay, that's the one side of it. The other side is that it really gets Richard Jewell right. He's played by Paul Walter Hauser, and it's just a really good, compelling portrait of this guy who got kind of in over his head. He is not a conventional hero at all, but he's a very sympathetic character. Mm-hmm. And Kathy Bates, as his mother, is equally good. She always is. And Sam Rockwell as his lawyer. Mm-hmm. That side of the movie is just wonderful. And if they had figured out a way to make her side of the movie as detailed and sympathetic as his is, this could have been a great movie. I think it's a very watchable movie. It's to me, kind of looking at recent Clint Eastwood movies, it's not as good as American Sniper. It's certainly not as good as Sully. About the same level as The Mule, the film that he had out 2 years ago, mm-hmm. that I thought was a very nice movie. I just wish it had been better, because this one kind of glaring flaw in it, to me, just kind of stood out in a way that I never could quite get over. A lot of people have been criticizing the movie since. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has said that they're going to sue Warner Brothers. I don't know if that's going to happen. But keep all of that in mind as you're watching the movie. And this is a movie that I hope a lot of people see.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested in it. I'm interested in it, and I do think that the press deserves to be slapped around a little bit for kind of running with salacious headlines and then worrying about the details later. I hate to say that about some of, not my former colleagues, but people I used to work with in general, because I just don't think there's the same commitment to truth as there used to be. But
The thing is, the Journal and everybody else, they didn't report anything wrong. You can argue about the emphasis. Nobody ever said that Jewell did it. They just said he was a suspect. And the FBI considered him a suspect. So that was true. You can, blame the FBI because, the FBI completely missed the fact that Eric Rudolph, the guy who actually set the bomb, did it. And he was caught several years later. Yeah. And the film, by the way, kind of gives him a pass, too. There's nothing about him in the movie.
Gotcha.
But, okay, that's not the story it's trying to tell.
And then last 20 seconds, Jumanji. I'm sure everybody wants to see this one.
Yeah, this is my general rule with sequels is if they're about half as good as the original, they're successful.
Okay.
And this one's much better than that. I really like the first one more than I thought I would. I like this one too. It's going to be the big hit of the weekend. I think one of the big hits of the holiday season. It's just got the right kind of cast and a good, funny story playing to a lot of good strengths in it. Add in Danny DeVito and Danny Glover to the original cast, too.
Destined to be a hit. Yeah. Mike Mayo, our movie guy, mike-mayo.com. Thank you.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.